A lead inspector general is keeping tabs on the fight against the Islamic State group. That means oversight of programs from the Defense Department, State Department, and the U.S. Agency for International Development. The new IG is John Reimer, currently DOD Inspector General. He explains why a separate IG is needed to oversee Operation Inherent Resolve.
The decision point is when essentially the operation is named an overseas contingency and involves multiple federal agencies. As you'd mentioned, the success of SIGAR and SIGIR over the years, I think, made Congress realize that in situations where multiple agencies are involved, really a singular focus or a one IG approach is beneficial. It allows that IG to produce special reports, more consolidated reporting on the activities of the operation, both the activities themselves and then the oversight activities. So although it certainly started out smaller than the two you mentioned, we believe that that multi-agency approach makes a lot of sense.
So when you say multi-agency, you mean multiple armed services?
No, I mean multiple DOD agencies, certainly, but I mean also the involvement of the Department of State and USAID.
Okay, so they all have IGs of their own, so you're like the lead among three.
That's right. Each of those three agencies have inspectors general, and what the lead IG does really now exists in law to really create a coordinating structure so the oversight work of those three IGs can be consolidated and reported to Congress in some of that special reporting that I mentioned.
And so getting to the operational level of this, I mean, what are the things you look at in a kinetic operation like this? I mean, SIGAR and the Iraq reconstruction, a little bit different in the sense that you had contractors on whom the government was spending billions to build police stations and so forth. This seems a little different.
Well, it is a little different. It's not certainly a reconstruction effort yet, but there are still many aspects that the Commission on Wartime Contracting had recommended that IG oversight be provided for. And specifically, that would be financial management, contract management, logistics, and sustainment. So a different operation at this stage, but I think some of the similar needs for independent oversight.
So the contracting would be for things like replacement ordnance that is being used up.
Well, and sustainment for folks, logistics and sustainment of activities in theater, and in addition to what you mentioned, ordnance and fuel.
And what is the pace of all of this? I mean, there's a few sorties every day. What does it look like initially in terms of, you know, comparison to other kinetic types of situations you've looked at?
Well, I think what's been publicly reported is, I think, in the range of 15 to 20 sorties per day. That's just the air operation. There are certainly other activities that are underway, part of which is under this umbrella of inherent resolve, certainly would be how humanitarian efforts in supporting refugees from Syria and some from Iraq. So that would be part of the operation as well.
And I imagine under every sortie or every delivery of goods, there's probably a gigantic logistics tail that results in being able to do that.
Exactly. And that's the contracting involved with that and oversight of that contracting is the role that we'll be playing.
And so where are you now in the whole state of oversight at this point?
I'd say I was named the lead IG by the chair of the Council of Inspectors General on December 17th. Prior to that, we'd spent several months between the three IGs at State, USAID, and our office creating this activity, at least designing it on paper. And we're at a point now of actually designating projects, identifying which projects, which oversight projects, which audits and investigations would be conducted, and then beginning the process of planning for our reports to Congress. We'll actually be doing our first lead IG report to Congress at the end of this March.
And will you personally be involved, or are you probably designating staff to actually take the different pieces of this?
Well, no, I've been very involved, specifically at the operational leadership level in terms of the time that I've spent with leaders at CENTCOM and the operation itself. But I need to get a sense of where it's heading and where the operational risks are and the contracting and financial risk in the operation are. So a lot of my time over the last several weeks has been with CENTCOM staff and Operation Inherent Resolve staff.
And do you have any sense yet of where those risks are?
At this point, we're making sure that the lessons we learned in Iraq and Afghanistan are very much presented to the planners, so they're aware of where we've stumbled in the past. So at this point, that's really the focus. We've done a number of, or finishing up a number of projects, capstone projects, about contract oversight, logistics and sustainment oversight, training equip oversight, to make the planners aware of where we've not done as well in the past. So that's really been the initial focus. But I've got a number of meetings just in the next several days that'll help shape our audit and investigative plan for the next few weeks.
We're speaking with John Reimer. He's the Inspector General of the Defense Department. Now, you have partners in this from USAID and the State Department. Will this be a rotating type of chairmanship?
Well, at this stage, the law required that I name an associate IG, and I designated Steve Linick. Steve is the IG at the Department of State to assist, and so Steve and I will be running this operation. And we're in close coordination with Kathy Tarrio. She's the acting deputy at USAID, the acting deputy IG at USAID. So that's really where we're talking daily about the oversight activities of Operation Inherent Resolve. And we've had, I think, a very good working relationship so far.
And have you or anyone headed overseas yet to see the whole thing in situ?
Not yet, but we've got something planned in the not too distant future.
And I was wondering whether the IG's, in this case, the mandate allows you to also look at not so much the policy behind it, but whether it's effective. That is to say, you know, how many $1 million missiles should be used against a $10,000 truck, that kind of thing, as this goes on. Is that part of the IG?
Any program, whether it's an operation like this or an internal program, an administrative program, I think an IG has authority and responsibility to look at effectiveness. I can't tell you exactly how we would be doing that measurement in this case, but effectiveness, not just efficiency, certainly part of the responsibility of an inspector general.
And one of the particulars I know that came up in both Iraq and more so perhaps in Afghanistan was the cost and logistics and danger of getting fuel overland to the craft that were conducting the warfare. So I imagine that's something you might want to look at pretty early.
The security environment is always something we're very concerned about, not just for the folks involved in the operation, but certainly for the oversight folks as well. So making sure that the security environment is such that we can sustain the operation is something that we'll give some attention to as well.
And what's been the reception from CENTCOM so far?
CENTCOM has been very open and sharing their plans and perspectives with us, very supportive. So it's been, at this stage, I just returned from a CENTCOM trip last week. We work most typically through the military inspector general at the COCOMs, and at CENTCOM's case, that's our connection point. But we've had full access to the most senior leadership at CENTCOM as well as the staff and senior planners.
Now, you've still got a day job, so to speak, as DOD IG. How can you handle both of these? What's the kind of strains it had on you personally?
I remind people that this operation, so far Congress has appropriated $5.5 billion. Most of that obviously is going in support of the DOD part of the operation. I would have had responsibility for that anyway. The difference here is it's just giving us an opportunity to spend some time coordinating with USAID and state and really sharing an IG approach and developing it with two other IGs. So it's not difficult, but certainly a heavier workload than we would normally experience.